Manjui James Sawyers with the GIS Evening News for Friday, May 6. Coming up, government to develop national work policy. CTOC launches new anti-trafficking in-person strategy. And education minister says no mandatory fees. The details after the break.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. The government is looking to develop a national policy on work that focuses on volunteerism and apprenticeship. Prime Minister Andrew Holness made the announcement as he addressed Friday's launch of National Workers' Week and Labor Day activities in Kingston. Mr. Holness says the objective of the policy is to have the nation organized around efforts to improve health and the environment.
The policy on work really surrounds volunteerism. You know, we can, as a people, achieve so much if we are coordinated, organized, and motivated. Modern Jamaica is built, founded on the fight for the rights of labor. And we have advanced significantly to the point where we recognize labor and celebrate labor for what it can accomplish.
The observation of National Workers Week begins on May 15 and culminates on Labor Day, May 23. Labor Day 2016 will be observed under the theme, For Health's Sake, Keep It Clean. Meanwhile, the National Labor Day Project will take place at Gregory Park and Washington Mews in Portmore, St. Catherine. The project will see citizens engaged in identifying and destroying mosquito breeding sites.
The government is very sensitive to the cries of the people of Portmore about greater vector control, specifically for mosquitoes. So I have given a direction to the Ministry of Local Government to give attention to Portmore to ensure that those drains are clean and that there is a constant routine of spraying to prevent the breeding of mosquitoes.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness is appealing to citizens of Portmore to volunteer their time on Labor Day and help clean up their communities. The series of events will get underway with a Thanksgiving service at the Olson Hall Church of God, St. Andrew, on Sunday, May 15, and conclude with a gospel concert at the Rani Williams Entertainment Center on Labor Day. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid has reiterated that administrators can continue to ask parents for contributions to their school's development, but these fees must not be mandatory. Senator Reid says the ministry will approve how much the schools can ask parents to contribute on an individual basis after discussion and careful consideration.
We certainly ask parents, PTAs, to network with the Alumni Association and Corporate Jamaica to help fund the additional programs in our schools. I also want to say that the capital budget for the ministry has increased substantially this year from $525 million last year to $1.24 billion, and there will be a lot of infrastructure program upgrade for schools.
Senator Reid was speaking at a press briefing Friday following a meeting with school administrators to discuss the ministry's policy on tuition fees. He says the ministry will work out with each school the level of resources required to carry out its core functions and provide the resources accordingly. And the Anti-Trafficking in Persons Unit of the Jamaica Constabulary Force has rolled out a new strategy to fight acts of modern-day slavery, dubbed Operation Uplift. The new strategy comes on the heels of the culmination of the one-year anti-trafficking strategy, Operation Fix-It. Head of the Counterterrorism and Organized Crime Investigation Branch CTOC, Senior Superintendent of Police Clifford Chambers, says Operation Uplift will see more resources made available to all stakeholders involved in the fight against trafficking in persons.
Whilst the focus will continue to be on the tenets of protection of our victims, investigation, awareness raising and training, which will be coordinated through the proactive national task force, the approach will be different. The investigation will be wider and expanding into asset forfeiture, better use of technology and a broader base support for a wider cross-section of stakeholders.
The Anti-Trafficking in Persons initiative will see the incorporation of a trafficking in persons training manual for law enforcers and other stakeholders that will aid the investigation process. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.